With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Final hour of Ben and Woods on a Tuesday, back from the three-day weekend. Paulie and Woods back from their golf excursion to Arizona. Did have some baseball news over the weekend with the Padres and their international signings. We'll talk with Kevin Charity from Mad Friars coming up at the bottom of the hour, trying to get the lowdown on some of the players they added. I think the biggest name, Woods, is this 17-year-old Yarlin Susana from the Dominican Republic, supposed to be the best pitching prospect in this year's class.
Love it.
Lefty from the Dominican who can reportedly get it up into the high 90s and got like a change and, you know, good pitch mix. I mean,
17 man.
So that's kind of exciting. I don't really know much about the rest of the class, and that's why we've got Kevin coming on to fill us in a little bit later this hour. But obviously, it doesn't. You know, it doesn't impact this year's team at all, but it certainly will impact teams in 2 or 3 years.
Well, it's depth, you know, it's depth, and it makes your whole organization look better. And hey, look, I mean, you sign these guys, Ben, so that you can move them down the road.
And remember, you need some of these guys to hit,
yes.
Otherwise the payroll just keeps climbing higher and higher. And you can't just continue to throw money at the problem. That just doesn't work. You have to.
Oh boy.
The more they spend, the less you make. Remember,
you have to keep your budget in mind.
Do you?
You do. And having some affordable stars is a great way to ensure success in Major League Baseball.
Are you the budgeter in your home? I imagine that
you
are.
Yes. Yes.
And how is the budget home for Colonel Budget?
No one really listens to me. So.
How stringent are you?
Oh, I'd be very stringent, but I don't have a lot of authority.
If you lived alone, you'd be sleeping on a pile of money, right? It's like you'd have kids and married, like your pillow would be stuffed with $100 bills because you wouldn't spend it.
No.
Ever.
No.
Never.
I'd be very frugal.
I'm so glad you don't run our baseball team. I really am. I think you're very smart and you make wise decisions, but I don't want you running our baseball team. I need a gunslinger in there. I need somebody that's going to throw money around until we win an effing World Series. That's what I need.
I was told by Paul during the break that he will not be doing the Mike Mayock Raiders story in the Rindle Report.
Oh, so we just lost a bunch of listeners. Thanks
because
lot,
I teased that, I will throw it out there. You probably saw the GM, Mike Mayock, was fired as Raiders general manager after 3 seasons. I thought it was kind of curious because I felt like, you know, after Gruden got fired, to somehow get that team to the playoffs was like a borderline miracle.
Yeah.
Don't you reward your coaches and your GM at that point? You don't fire them. But at the same time, the structure was always Gruden was the final decision maker. And so if you're going to bring in someone else as a coach, maybe that's not the dynamic you want anymore, so you move on. But it was always an experiment.
I mean, you kind of have to just get a clean slate.
Mike Mayock was the NFL Network. He was their draft guy for many years and then just jumped over to being the GM. It's kind of the dream, I think, of a lot of those, you know, broadcasters like us that all of a sudden They're making the actual decisions for a team after doing it on TV or radio or wherever for many years.
It definitely feels weird, though, making the playoffs and then losing your job. You know, I mean, what were the expectations for the Raiders? Was it Super Bowl or bust? I don't think
If the Padres struggle this year and Peter Seidler fires A.J. Preller and says, Woods, I like your ideas. I like your thoughts. I know you don't have experience, but you clearly know baseball. Will you be the GM of the Padres?
No.
You wouldn't do it?
Hard no.
No.
Hey, don't mind me, Peter. I'll be golfing
like
today.
Mike Mayock.
Yeah,
you wouldn't take that job.
Who wants that job? It's thankless. No, thank you.
It's not thankless.
It's absolutely.
You bring
thankless.
A World Series title, you're a hero. You're thanked by many people constantly. You probably don't have to pay for another drink ever again in San Diego. You bring a World Series champion here.
After this weekend, I'm never drinking again anyway. So it doesn't really matter. Will you buy me sodas? I don't care. Like. I would have no interest in being the general manager of a team. You know what I wouldn't mind doing? Being like a bench coach would be the raddest job ever. Hey, what do you think? I don't know. What do you think? Looks good to me. He looks pretty good. All right. Yeah.
You're already an expert there.
100%. I think that would be the dream job. I don't want the head job, but like being on the bench and like just having the manager's ear.
All right. If you weren't the manager, Paulie, which coach would you want to be?
First base coach.
Yeah, I think I was the same way. I want to be out there. I want to get out and stand on the field. And
don't want to have the responsibility of sending a guy home.
BSing with like Freddie Freeman out there. How we doing, Freddie?
Yeah.
Family good? All right, good. Good to see you, man.
Toddy ropes a single. Hey, good stuff.
Nice
play. Yeah, get a pat on the butt. Yeah. That's a perfect coach. It's a perfect coach, right? That's the great job.
Like,
baseball.
I wouldn't mind being the guy that hit fungos and stuff to the infielders or outfielders. Like, that would be
I wouldn't be good enough to do that.
I could do it in my sleep.
First base coach, though.
That'd be great.
I'm good with a stopwatch. I can click on and off. I could do first base coach.
You say that.
It's I know there's harder. Way more. It's I know way there's more. Way more to it.
But I really think that would be like the dream gig. The dream gig. Not manager, not GM, nothing. Just like bench coach number two.
Quality control.
Quality
coach.
Control.
A little behind the
behind
scenes.
Behind the scenes. But still down there in the dugout every night around the action. Guy that goes out and gets thrown out so the manager doesn't have to. In. Oh, God.
Maybe you just want to be the clubhouse manager.
I'd be so good at that job, man. So good. All right. I digress.
All right. So we'll find out what Paulie replaced that story with as we get to today's Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Excuse me.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Guys, it's happening.
What?
By the way, coming up at 8:30, we will announce the name of today's biggest fan. Stay tuned. If you hear your name announced, call us back within 10 minutes. You'll be registered for a two-night stay in a Waterview studio at Mission Bay Resort. $100 activity credit from Action Sports and dinner for two at Covewood. And now, the man who is still the last person to lead the show in the I believe we will win chant.
I'm ready next Monday.
10 days ago.
If they need me, I'm ready.
Paul Rindle.
We'll start off in the NFL. You know, just a few minutes ago, you guys were talking with Eric Adelson. He hosts or he teaches a sports broadcasting class. And if I were to teach a sports broadcasting class, I would just have these 19, 20, 21-year-old kids watch the interview that was done on Sunday night during the Nickelodeon broadcast of the 49ers and the Cowboys. And it's the second year that Nickelodeon has done this with the NFL, and they, you know, try to gear the broadcast towards kids. There's the Eli Manning and Peyton Manning broadcast. The NCAA has like the megacast with 10 different feeds. This is their spin geared towards kids.
There's great idea. I heard it was awesome.
And all
I didn't
of
watch
that
it,
stuff.
But.
It's a lot of fun. And so after the game, kid named Dylan Gilmer. He's 12 years old, and he's the star of one of Nickelodeon's shows, Young Dylan. And he was the sideline reporter, and he was tasked with interviewing Debo Samuel after the game on Sunday night. And look, I mean, it's a tough job. You're crowded,
really hard job.
Crowded ass, you know, Jerry World. You got producers screaming in your ear. The kid absolutely nailed it. Here's the post-game interview from Sunday night on the Nickelodeon broadcast.
All right, we got young Dylan standing by, and we know young Dylan's going to be his dude, so let's go.
Yeah. All right. Debo can do it all. Samuel, you had a crazy game. You was doing it all. 100 total yards and a touchdown. How does it feel being mentioned as a running back and a wide receiver?
I mean, it's just amazing, man. I don't second question anything Kyle asked me to do. I trust him just as well as he trusts me with the ball in my hands, and I just go out here and give him my all.
Yo, what was going on through your head when you guys knew you guys won?
Man, actually, I thought I got the first down, but, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Kyle put the kicker out there to pin him back deep, so we didn't pin him back deep. So we got a lot of faith in our defense, and they went out here and got the job done.
So this is between me and you. Do you think it's 49ers year? Do you think you guys are going to the Super Bowl?
I think so. We got one at a time, though. One at a time.
I see you. Man, great game, man.
Thank you, man.
And you got MVP last week. Yeah, great game.
Thank you.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Okay.
That's YD, young legend on the field doing his thing.
Good job, YD.
How cool was that, Dylan?
Yeah, that was amazing. I can see you guys in the booth right now. Debo.
What's up?
So good, man. That man is really humble. He's amazing to watch on the field and amazing to talk to.
We love
great
it.
Great job, young Dylan.
I mean, come on.
He's too hyper for me. I settle down, all right? I need less.
He's 12 years old.
Yeah, I get it. My God, my life's going to be hell when my kids turn that age. Oh, my God. He's very hyper. Very, very hyper. He knocked it out of the park. He was great.
I can
picture Bo doing some stuff like that. But he's very shy.
Debo was friendly, but he didn't like dumb down the answers at all. Just kind of was his regular answers.
That was really good.
One at a time.
To the kid.
No.
Yeah. Good stuff.
All right, we'll move over.
Better than me. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Better than me. He asked better questions than I did.
What were you looking for on that run?
Hey, talk about your offense, Debo.
110 yards, huh?
Yeah. Awesome.
That was awesome.
Well done.
We will transition over to the NBA. Some news over the weekend. The Brooklyn Nets will be without Kevin Durant for 4 to 6 weeks. Ooh. He was diagnosed with a sprained MCL, and they are expecting to miss him for a month and a half, and kind of puts the kibosh on any MVP talk for Kevin Durant. And then the headline after that was turned over to Kyrie Irving because he was asked if he would reconsider his stance on the COVID vaccine in the wake of KD's injury. Like, hey, any chance you may reconsider and make yourself available for more games for the team? And he said he is staying rooted in his decision.
All right. So
that's what's going on in the NBA. That's what's going on with the Brooklyn Nets.
Awesome.
I will I'll give Kyrie credit for at least not trying to push whatever his thoughts are on everybody else.
Just his thing.
He's just doing his thing. I mean, could he help his team by getting vaccinated and playing in every game like 99% of the other NBA players who seem to be just fine with it? Yeah, I don't understand the logic, and he hasn't really explained it, but maybe that's for the best, because it might just make me mad if he tried.
And finally, got a headline here. It says, a woman faked her own kidnapping to get a break from her husband. I kind of love this story.
I do too, actually.
It's about a 22-year-old woman in
22.
South Dakota.
22.
Yeah. And so I should say, this story actually happened last year, but the charges were just filed recently, and so that's why it's back in the news. And she just didn't want to be around her husband, so she faked her own kidnapping. She was working as a delivery driver for Domino's when she called her husband around 10 o'clock at night and said a group of people were trying to rob her.
Of pizzas and money.
And he could hear on the phone somebody pounding on her window, so he believed it. She hung up. He started getting text messages demanding ransom money. He also got one that said, I don't have long. I love you. Please help.
Good God.
Yeah.
Just because she wanted a breather. A night away. A weekend in Scottsdale.
One of her coworkers was getting the random like text messages as well, and they're like, oh my God. They were coming from numbers that they didn't recognize. Turns out she was using an app to disguise her phone number. They were all coming from her. Police assembled a SWAT team. They tracked her down by pinging her phone. She was sitting in her car with another man.
Uh-oh.
And she tried to claim that they just let her go, but the story didn't add up. She eventually went on to admit that she made the whole thing up because she, quote, wanted a break from her husband. She'll be in court soon to face charges for filing a false report and attempted grand theft.
All right. Well, let's. How is the conversation go in our homes if our wives say, "Hey, we just want a couple of days away.
See you later.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy
right?
yourself. I got
now,
it.
Now, okay, it's a little different. I'd like another couple of days away with another
with
guy.
With another man. Slightly different. But picture Ben on the phone making the call to Shell. And, hey, how are you? I was just checking in. Oh, no. There's somebody's beating on my window.
Oh, God, no. Oh, oh my God.
They're taking me. Oh, no. I'm being abducted right now. I love you. See you later. I'll be home if I can escape my captors.
Please don't. No.
Yeah, I like that story. It makes sense a little bit. Everybody needs a little time away. I think Peter Cetera from Chicago said that best, Ben. Right? Everybody needs a little time away just for today. Remember that song?
Yeah.
So it doesn't make you a bad person if you want a breather from your spouse or loved one.
True.
I mean, it shouldn't. Sometimes it does.
That's our Rindle report, I think, with some subtext somewhere in our Rindle report.
Not from me.
All right, we've been doing 820 every day, our radio prep service bit of the day. Today will be no exception. The topic? Cookies.
Always a hot player on Ben and Woods. Always.
You can tell, we all enjoy cookies, so we should have some thoughts.
Not just any cookies, a specific type of cookies.
It's that time of year.
A brand.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Be careful at the grocery store.
Strap in, fatties.
Next, after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Breaking news from 97.3 The Fan is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. The only breaking news I have is that Woods and Paul made it back safely from their trip, which felt like a bit of an upset, actually, from some of the stories I heard.
Yeah. It was fun. That drive sucks. Man, that drive sucks. Man.
Did you cut 8 over, then up at Gila Bend to the 10?
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
Then you got to go through all the way through the Valley of the Sun to get to Scottsdale.
You know what
the other
looked
side.
Really fun? And for the first time ever, it like was luring us in. I think I'm gonna go buy one of those desert toys and go play in the sand.
Ooh, the sand buggies, the dune buggies.
For the first time after I've done that drive 30 times. We always go out there and play the baseball tournaments. We go out to spring training. We go out to fantasy camp. Never once have I looked out at those dunes and they said, "Hey, you, come on out here, Chubbs. Get a little ride. Have some fun." But now that I have kids, I thought, "What if I turn into like a desert rat?" And go get some of those, like, I love ATVs, love, like, four-wheelers. They're a blast. I looked at that and said, maybe that's my next lifestyle.
Now, you also need an RV, somewhere to park out there and stay.
So I'm looking at a couple $100,000.
Yeah, I would think so.
Basically. I never thought you'd be a fan of golf.
That's true. That is true.
Never thought you'd be a desert rat.
And, I mean, can you imagine me out
bring
there?
Bring your clubs, work on your bunker game.
My bunker game, which I get plenty of work when I play regular rounds on the bunker game. Paulie and I both spent a lot of time in the sand over the weekend. I looked at that, and those dunes were calling to me, Ben. It looked like so much fun.
It feels like you're on another planet.
It really does. It really does. And Paulie and I were watching, like, couple of the guys like hauling
way up and way, then up, way down.
I'm like, that looks amazing looks to fun. Me. So if anybody ever wants to take me, I'll go with you. I'd like to at least experience it once. Oh, yeah. That would be a blast. But
I've done jet skiing. I've done snowmobiling.
I've done all that stuff.
I haven't done the desert one yet.
Riding around the sand dunes, I feel like would be really, really fun. Any interest there, Ben?
No.
No, whatsoever.
No.
Yeah. All right.
But I am interested in our topic and our radio prep service bit of the day.
Yes, am Polly. I, Commander Boy Paul.
It's that time of year.
All right, fatties, watch out. And by fatties, I mean me, us.
Yes, us.
This kills me every year. Now, I no longer do resolutions because I never stick to them. But this is the time of year where you're like, all right, I'm doing pretty good. I'm 18 days in, I'm cruising, I'm lifting, and I'm eating better, and then what happens? Those little monsters standing outside.
Now, what is the official, like...
The date?
The dates of, like, Girl Scout cookies. January to April,
something
basically?
Like that.
Okay.
And then you walk in the grocery store, and you're like, all right, you got me. Like, I'm so bad I keep boxes in my car to snack on.
Oh, yeah.
Keep them away from my family.
You know, the move used to be, oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart, I don't have any cash on
me. No problem, we take Venmo.
We got Venmo, we got the little square thing that they can just swipe a debit card. Crap.
Apple Pay, I mean, they get you.
Easy, jackass, you're walking into a grocery store, you have money, let's go.
It's just the worst because I am a celebrator of Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah. Well, the list is out. The most popular Girl Scout cookie in every state.
I guess they just run the numbers.
Yeah.
It's now, just 50 Thin Mints, right?
All no. 50 states. There's only four different cookies that made the list.
Okay.
And we'll start with the bottom. Do-si-dos, only a favorite for one state, South Dakota.
What are Do-si-dos?
Do-si-dos are their peanut butter oatmeal sandwich cookie. Fine cookie.
No, I love those.
Yeah.
Slay those.
Fine cookie.
Eat a whole roll of them. That's what I was eating when Manny Machado was signed, and I was sucking down Girl Scout
cookies.
Do-si-dos. A sleeve.
Good luck.
Yep.
Three states said that their newest cookie, the Adventurefuls, that is the favorite.
Never
for
heard of it.
Kansas, Iowa, and Arkansas.
The Adventurefuls, indulgent brownie-inspired cookies topped with caramel-flavored cream with a hint of sea salt.
It looks amazing.
It doesn't sound bad.
I'll be buying some Adventurefuls.
Brownie cookies with caramel and sea salt. I like that. Okay, I'm going to try those this year.
Eight states said that they like the tagalongs.
I like those too. Those peanut butter patties.
I can do without those.
Really? Yeah. Chocolate covered? It's like a like a Reese's.
Like a
but
worse
a cookie.
Reese's, yeah.
But with crunch. I'll a little crunch. No?
And that leaves the rest of the states all said
Thin Mints.
Thin Mints.
Frozen Thin Mints.
Hey. So Samoa's just not even on the
didn't make it.
That's my literal, one of my many kryptonites, but it's up there.
Trefoils, the shortbread.
Deviants. I'll eat them.
They have
only in a pinch.
They have caramel delights to the Samoas or the coconut. I don't like I think too many people don't like coconut for that to be a favorite.
Which is insanity.
Oh, they have two different lemon cookies. They have lemon ups and
lemon downs.
Here's the weird one.
Everybody put your hands in the air.
Toast Yay.
What?
Yummy toast-shaped cookies full of French toast flavor and dipped in delicious icing.
Hideous. Absolutely.
Toast Yay.
Hideous.
I'm good on that.
Toffee-tastic. Buttery cookies with sweet, crunchy toffee bits.
I'm in. Are these
gluten-free.
Regional? Are they regional?
I don't know, I'm just looking at the Girl Scout website, their list of cookies this year.
All right.
S'mores. Graham sandwich cookies, chocolate and marshmallow filling. Caramel chocolate chip, gluten-free, chewy cookies with rich caramel, semi-sweet chocolate chips, and a hint of sea salt.
I love them so much.
I will be purchasing some Adventurefuls.
I will,
the next
too.
Time I go to the grocery
store. Those are intriguing.
You know, right
those
now.
New items, the Adventurefuls.
All right. Not the last time you're going to hear that bit on the radio today.
Oh, no.
Maybe tomorrow.
Might not be the first time you've heard it either.
Might have heard it in the hallway this morning. I might have.
All right, I am curious about the Padres' international signing class. I don't know, other than the top guy we talked about earlier, the top pitching prospect. Haven't heard a ton. We'll talk to Kevin Charity from Mad Friars, get the lowdown on guys A.J. Preller, Chris Kemp, added to the Padres organization on Friday before the weekend. So we'll do that. Wrap things up with Bennett Woods coming up next. First, though, it is time to announce our biggest fan today. If you hear your name, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973. Qualify for our monthly grand prize staycation. Jeff Brecht from Imperial Beach. Jeff in IB, you're up. 833-288-0973. Call us now. Everyone can register to have their name called at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ah!
Actually, the real gift is what's planted in the soil, the bulb of a Jerusalem tulip, which I was told is one of the rarest and most beautiful flowers in existence.
Yeah. Oh, right. The Jerusalem from the Jerusalis tulipesius genus. Yes, right. Yes.
Anyway, the guy said with regular watering, it should bloom in about 6 months, so...
Well, we look forward to that, Greg.
Every time.
So good.
I felt bad for Greg because the cover story was Robert De Niro was supposed to be like
a florist.
Yeah, a florist. Yeah. So that was like a thoughtful present.
A brilliant gift.
Didn't really realize. Well, he wasn't. That was
very
just a cover story.
Yeah. Very thoughtful. Like any florist would have gone, ooh, a Jerusalem tulip.
How nice.
And it's funny because I mentioned this morning, I said... When you talk about the international signings, they are basically Jerusalem tulips, and you're just waiting for them to bloom, and we'll look forward to that.
The question is, have the Padres been watering
or giving
their prospects enough?
Right.
Well, so that they
we'll
actually
look forward
bloom.
To that, Greg.
That's my face. So good. Yeah, we'll look forward to that.
Sure, AJ loves to hear that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll look forward to that, AJ.
Yeah, we'll look forward to
well,
it.
All right. But, hey, it is critical. I mean,
we know to do it.
We know the Padres at least have used a lot of the prospects they signed internationally in the trade market to help build the current roster. Not necessarily a lot of graduates who have been stars on the major league level for the Padres, but have certainly drawn interest from other clubs. We got Kevin Charity from Mad Friars standing by to talk more about this new class, guys just signed by the Padres, and we'll do that after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. This hour brought to you by the Auto Club of Southern California. Get a free AAA full picture quote with the Auto Club of Southern California. Wondering if you're paying too much for auto insurance? It's easy to find out at AAA.com/insurance. You could save an average of $483. So stop wondering, start saving. Visit AAA.com/insurance for your free AAA full picture quote. All right, joining us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, our friend from MadFriars.com, Kevin Charity, back for the first time in 2022. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's going on?
I'm doing well now. And maybe I don't know if you know the answer to this. I thought the international signings period was always like July 1st was the new year, but now we're doing it in January. What's the actual status here of when they can sign international players and how this works for the Padres and other teams?
Yeah, so it used to be on July 2nd, and I think it moved into January. I think that was a byproduct of the pandemic. So right now, I mean, the period opened on the 15th, so they can sign players and assigned a bunch of players, and they can get assigned them throughout the year. The Padres have a pool of $6.26 million, so they can spend up to that, but they can't really exceed it. It's not, the system's different than it was in like 16, where they could go over and just spend as much as they want and then get penalized. So it's kind of a hard cap. And so so far they've signed about, I think, 25 players as of yesterday. So
wow.
They've been quite active.
How does that work with other teams? They all have the same budget, or some teams can do more, some teams do less in this market. Where would you kind of rank the Padres when it comes to, I guess, total number of players and how active they are as opposed to other teams?
So you can assign as many players as you want, as long as you're not exceeding that cap. And I think it starts counting against you once you spend more than $10,000. So theoretically, they could sign like 100 guys if their bonus is $10,000 or less.
They're probably not that good, though, Woods, if they're not getting any money.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you don't know, but I think also, too, the Padres' budget is on the higher side since they're getting a comp round B pick. Because they've kind of rotate between getting the comp A, which is after the first round, and B, which I believe is after the second round. And so because they're in the comp B range, they have a little bit more. There are some teams that have less because, you know, if usually it's a higher revenue teams get a little bit less. And then also, too, there are teams that get penalized for different things. Or if you sign big free agents, like if you're in the luxury tax, you can also lose money that way. So the Padres' budget, or you know, their cap, whatever you want to call it, I believe is at the top with about 8 or 10 other teams that have about a similar amount to spend.
Got it. And they've spent, like you said, about $6 million and signed what, 3 guys in the top 50 right now. And kind of give us a rundown on what they did acquire.
Yeah, I think when you look at most of the publications that do obviously a better job of this than we do, they signed 3 big prospects. The guy that to me is the most exciting, just because I always tend to gravitate towards pitchers with elite stuff is the right-hander they got, Yarlin Susana, who, depending on which publication, and really any publication that you read that covers this, has him as the consensus number one pitcher in the class. And I think MLB Pipeline had him like 31 overall, and they had 30 position players in front of them. So they're obviously the, when you kind of compare what's out there, the fact that they landed arguably, really not arguably, the best pitcher in this class is huge. And the thing that is exciting about him is, you know, he's 17 years old and he's already 6'6" and 225. So a lot of these guys, you'll see them sign guys that are like 6'3", but like 160 pounds. And, you know, they're really not anywhere close to a finished product physically, but having a guy that you can sign at 17, that's already being, that's sitting with his fastball at 94 to 97. You kind of hope that there's a way to, for him to find a little something extra. And he has four pitches, you know, a really good slider, that his slider has been clocked in the high 80s, low 90s. So to have a guy with that kind of wipeout stuff and the fact that he potentially could have four pitches is really exciting, because the Padres right now in their system don't really have any, have a starter with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, they obviously have guys that throw hard, but having a guy that potentially could have four pitches with this ability is really, really exciting. I think that is, to me, is by far the most exciting player, because they don't really have anybody in their system like that. And then you look at some of the other guys they got, the kid Yandri Rojas from Cuba is supposed to have a really good bat. I don't really like player comps too much, because I think they get a little bit crazy. But I know MLB Pipeline had some information where they kind of called him a young Yoan Moncada, which I think is probably a little bit premature. But, you know, he sure has a good feel for hitting. He's, you know, probably he's bat first, so he could end up playing in a corner outfield. He could be like second base. But they gave him $1.3 million, and then there's a switch hitter from Venezuela, Oliver Olivier Cedeno. I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but, you know, he kind of very similar to Victor Acosta, who they signed last year. He's a switch hitter that they figure can stick it short. I think those are probably the three guys that they gave seven figures to. And those are the three guys that should probably end up being, you know, top 30 prospects in their system a year from now or so.
I agree with Kevin. I kind of roll my eyes when it comes to the player comps, like, oh, this 16-year-old reminds me of Vladimir Guerrero.
Oh, it's Pedro, like, Martinez.
They always compare them to, like, the Hall of Fame. No one ever says, oh, he really reminds me of a young Alexi Amarista.
Oh, it's a young Sean Burroughs there. Yeah.
Because only the, like, top 1-2% ever turn into the great All-Stars. Most of them turn in, never even make it. The ones that do probably are just, you know, in the league for a couple of years and don't pan out. And I guess, and Kevin Charity with MadFriars.com is with us. Part of the strategy here is they know that a lot of these guys won't pan out. You're just hoping, you know, that, you know, 5% of them do, and that you end up with real major league stars, in 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, I think that's too is how it goes. You just don't really know what players are going to develop and who's going to develop what. Even if you go back and look at the Padres international class of like 2016, obviously when they spent $100 million, whatever the final tally ended up being, they spend $4 million on a guy like Luis Almanzar, who at the time was one of the best hitters in the class and hasn't developed and got past high A. But then you spend $200,000 on like Luis Patino, and he ends up being the best player probably in that class. I think he'll, you know, there's a few guys that could still develop, but I think he obviously was the highest pedigree prospect. And then, you know, you look around baseball. I mean, when Ronald Acuna signed, he was given, I think, $100,000 wasn't a huge deal. And even like Tatis, I mean, when Tatis signed, nobody said he was going to be a superstar. It's like, oh, cool. I remember when his dad hit two grand slams in an inning. I mean, that's kind of what it turns into. I think the hope for the Padres is that, yeah, maybe one or two of these guys develops into something. But like, as you guys alluded to earlier, the Padres have used a lot of their trade chips to use these guys as trade chips. Like if you go back to the 19 class, Ishmael Mania and Reginald Precalio were both part of the Yu Darvish trade. And maybe that deal doesn't get done without those two players, because the Cubs obviously wanted some young players in return. So I think what your hope is that, yeah, you know, Yarling Susana is easy to dream on and think of, man, the Padres just signed this next, you know, the next Justin Verlander or somebody like that. But at the same time, it's like, hey, if the Padres need a mid-rotation guy at the deadline or need another bat, they have more. I hate using the term, you know, thinking of people as commodities, but having guys in their system that will entice other teams to give them the players that they want at the big league level.
Would you remember who got the most money in that Padres, that super class in 2016?
Was it Morahone?
It was. Yeah. $11 million. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was Morahone, yeah. And jury's still out on him, but
yeah, I mean, you've seen
barely
it.
Pitched.
You know, you've seen, but you've seen it. Like, you've seen.
He just got to stay healthy.
You've seen flashes of why that was the guy, you know? Absolutely. And if he does stay healthy, I still feel like the ceiling is still very high.
Now, Kevin, what happens to all of these guys?
Yeah, what's next?
Where do they go? What's kind of next here?
So I would imagine what's going to happen with most of them is they'll head to the Dominican Republic at some point, and you know they'll have their their version of spring training there. And you know the kind of nice part about with the signing period being in January is that previously you'd sign guys in January too, and you wouldn't see them for another year because the Dominican Summer League doesn't open up until June. And so I would imagine most of these guys will head there. You know, maybe there's one or two of them that maybe head to the Arizona League, but I think with the limitation on roster size in the minor leagues, that's probably a less likely scenario. But I think all of these guys will be candidates for the roster in June. And you know, the hope is that eventually in another year or two, you'll start seeing these kids in their 18, 19, start making their way towards Lake Elsinore. And you know, it's a process. I mean, the Padres still have guys that they signed in 2016 that have not reached the big leagues yet and are still in the system. So, and you know, and obviously the Rule 5, they lost some of those guys in the minor league phase. So it's just, you know, you're going to hope for the best and just try to influx your system with as much talent as possible, and the hope that you hit and you know maybe there's another Tatis in here. Obviously, That's a lot to ask, but hopefully, if you can get one viable major league player out of this class, I think you feel pretty good about that.
Yarlin Susana. All right, if there's a name to remember, maybe that's the one. Kevin Charity, always a good name to remember and good name to talk to from MadFriars.com. Kevin, appreciate it as always. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, brother.
Kevin, joining us on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet. Find new roads. Now, there's the Dominican camp. The Padres have their facility where they'll send some of these kids and they'll play in the summer, and then some of them will graduate to the, you know, low single A, Lake Elsinore, Fort Wayne track. There's also the actual professional leagues in the winter leagues in the Dominican Republic. And I keep seeing the talk that, you know, with the playoffs approaching here coming up, that Fernando Tatis Jr. might want to join in with his team again.
He was on the bench in street clothes. How long is that?
Is that a hop, skip, and a jump away from putting a uniform on, or is that the concession? Like, I know I can't play, but
I can be there.
But I can be there for my guys.
I hope that's the concession, right? Like, I'll be there. I'll be hanging and firing up the guys.
But we all agree we don't want to see him.
I have
take a swing, field a grounder.
I have,
do anything that's not in a Padres uniform anymore.
I have less than zero problem with him hanging on the bench, high-fiving, jumping up and down, doing his thing with his guys. Less than zero problem. Have a ball. Please don't play. I mean, you just can't. At this point, I don't think that would be very prudent. You're Colonel Budget. I'm Colonel Injury.
Baseball players play. They play.
Yeah.
They're going to have to play at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if he got hurt playing for another team, it would just be devastating for the Padres.
It would be the worst.
Doesn't mean that he wouldn't have gotten hurt playing for the Padres if there was something wrong.
The guy already scares us enough during the offseason. Yeah. We don't need him out there.
Please.
Knowing that he, you know, didn't get the surgery on his shoulder. I mean, when this lockout is over and they show up in spring training, What's your plan there? Are you treating him with kid gloves?
Yes,
are you saying?
I think they always have, and I think they always will.
Forever and ever and ever?
Yeah. He plays hard enough to where he's one of those guys, Benny. He knows what his body needs to get ready, and he'll be ready. He'll be ready to play. There's no question about it. He's not going to show up fat and out of shape, right? Like, they're like, Nando, get out. You got to go. You're going to have to drop 10 pounds before there are those guys.
Too many Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, too many Girl Scout cookies. Too many trefoils. And no, it's he's not going to, that's not going to be the issue.
No.
Conditioning, I don't think, is going to be the issue with Fernando Tatis Jr. But you want to get him his reps. You want to get him his ABs. You want to tell him, hey, we don't slide head first into home plate in a spring training game, which he did last season. We saw it. And we were all like,
Do you primarily DH him in spring training? Maybe a game or two at shortstop, or do you have him out there regularly?
I give him his regular reps, and maybe take a little bit off the gas. But his body knows his body.
Because he chose not to get the surgery. His call, his body. Are we always going to wonder though? I mean, even if he makes it through this next year healthy, are we going to wonder, is the next year the shoulder going to give out? Is this always going to be a concern until eventually he is forced to get the surgery, or will there be a point going, oh, he's been healthy for a year and a half, I guess it's not a problem anymore, and we stop being concerned about the shoulder in particular?
I have no earthly idea how to answer that question, just because it can happen to anybody, anywhere, anytime. And I just, again, he is going to learn when to, I don't want to say take plays off, but he's going to learn when to throttle down a little bit, you know, and I think we saw a little bit of throttling down last year. I really do. There were a couple opportunities in center field, Ben. I thought he probably could have laid out from all he didn't. That, to me, smart. Who cares? You're 30 games out. I couldn't care less. You're out there to protect yourself anyway. You don't need to be diving around the outfield, all right? He's going to learn the older he gets, when he needs to throttle up and throttle down. And you're always going to see him stretch a single into a double. You're always going to see him stretch a double into a triple. I don't think that's ever going to stop, nor do I want it to. But I think he's going to learn, you know, how to play that position in the best way to keep him on the field. Because he makes him. You're like, bro, how did you even get to that ball? Maybe he just doesn't get to some of those balls anymore. And that's okay. Make the plays that you can make and keep yourself on the field. That's the most important part, in my opinion. I mean, again, he plays like a madman. So it's hard to throttle back a madman.
I mean, he can throttle back and still play with a lot more energy and intensity
than a lot of guys, yeah.
95% of players.
Exactly.
Throttled back Tatis is still one of the
still at 100%
wildest maniacs on the baseball field you're going to see.
Isn't that crazy? You can throttle him back and he's still at 100%.
Yeah.
Right? He's still at full speed.
One other baseball note. I don't think we got to it today, but saw that Mark Kotze started filling out his new staff with the Oakland A's and hired another old friend, Brad Ausmus, going to be his bench coach. So we're just filled with the ex-Padres now on the Oakland A's staff as we here in San Diego steal Bob Melvin away from the A's.
I like the trades. I'm fine with it. I love Brad. He's great.
I love Mark. I love Brad. Two of my favorite guys that I got to cover over the years.
Absolutely pulling hard for those guys. They have a tough road ahead in Oakland. No question about it.
Well, and I saw, you know, knowing that they are probably in a rebuild mode, I saw a lot of speculation, you know, when the lockout ends, will there be trades? Will the Padres go for a guy like Matt Olson, you know, in trades? What will it cost? You know, who others will be interested, and what will the A's be willing to do once the lockout is over?
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
You
day
know,
to
Bob
happen.
Melvin's got, I mean, no, you have the perfect resource for, yeah, we need to go all out for this guy. We don't want to overpay for this guy. He can evaluate every single player on that roster probably better than anybody.
And there's some good ones.
That's what you think, too.
There are some good ones. There's some guys that you would absolutely want on this team, my friend.
So I would definitely keep a very close eye when the lockout ends on that Oakland A's roster and any trade rumors involving the Padres.
Yeah,
simply because of AJ and the Bob Melvin connection now.
Yeah, agreed. And there's so many of those guys on there that I would snap up in a heartbeat. Matt Olson probably being number one. Guys like Chris Bassett, Sean Manea. There's all kinds of dudes on that team that could make this team really, really good.
All right. And with that, we have reached the end of the Tuesday first show of the week. Moves quickly because we'll come back and that'll be Wednesday tomorrow. And we'll already be a little closer to the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Fun to see you all again. Welcome back to town. Thanks to executive producer Paul Reindl for Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Jim Rome coming up next right here on San Diego's number one sports station. We are Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.